This week on The Marquee, we've got Adam Sandler playing with his pals and an interdimensional apocalypse. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Guillermo del Toro directs Pacific Rim, a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger-ish film where Earth is being attacked by creatures from another dimension and the giant fighting robots we create to defend Earth.
Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, Kevin James, and David Spade reunite for Grown Ups 2. When Sandler's Lenny decides to move his family back to his hometown to be closer to his old friends, all kinds of insanity is sure to follow. Since it's a sequel to Grown Ups, expect questionable comedy. On the bright side, though, at least Rob Schneider didn't make the cut this time around.
Opening at the Gateway, in the British indie comedy Sightseers, a well-traveled man takes his girlfriend with him on a cross-country adventure. Unfortunately, things don't go as planned as each leg of their journey goes awry.
Director and actress Sarah Polley puts her showbiz family in front of the camera to tell her own true story in the documentary Stories We Tell. The story is definitely an important one for Polly, but her attachment to the subject matter makes it a long and sometimes self-conscious documentary.
The annual Columbus Documentary Week returns to the Gateway Film Center. 16 films will be featured, including Dirty Wars, Venus and Serena, and Evocateur, the Morton Downey Jr. movie. For a full list of films and showtimes, visit gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Opening at the Drexel, in the Israeli drama Fill the Void, a young Hasidic woman is asked to marry her late sister's husband and care for the child she left behind. Though she wants to live her own life, she feels pressured by her family and her faith. Well, the options this week aren't exactly stellar, so I'll give Pacific Rim my half-hearted pick. It looks spectacular, but the story is a mess.
I'm not sure what will happen first, Adam Sandler making a good movie or hell freezing over. Either way, I'm giving a lukewarm recommendation to Pacific Rim. It's a little too cliched and falls a bit flat in the third act, but depending on your enjoyment of mindless summer entertainment, it might just be the ticket for you.
Or if you'd rather spend the weekend in the comfort of your own living room, you can pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Admission. Tina Fey and Paul Rudd team up for this easygoing rom-com about a Princeton admissions officer who finds herself breaking the rules for an eccentric teen.
Harmony Korine directs Spring Breakers, starring Selena Gomez, Vanessa Hudgens, and James Franco. Four bored college girls decide to take a trip of a lifetime and will let nothing stand in the way of their fun and will happily walk down a dark path of self-destruction. Spring Breakers is a pretentious film with unlikable and unbelievable characters. Its only redeeming quality is the ingeniously creepy performance by cornrowed James Franco.
In Tyler Perry's latest drama, Temptation, Confessions of a Marriage Counselor, a married woman is tempted by a rich and handsome client, and the relationship begins to tear her life apart.
Colin Farrell, Noomi Rapace, and Terrence Howard star in Dead Man Down. From the director of the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, this story involves a disfigured woman and a former mob enforcer that are brought together thanks to their mutual desire to get revenge on the man that wronged them both.
Another member of this spring's movie slump, The Host is the latest adaptation of a novel by the Twilight Saga's Stephanie Meyer. Saoirse Ronan stars as a human girl who chooses to fight against a race of aliens who are taking human hosts and removing their memories.
The Gatekeepers is a documentary about Shin Bet, the Israeli security agency. Interviews of all the surviving former heads of the agency is the film's focal point.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Admission. It definitely isn't a wild and crazy romantic comedy, and the conclusion is painfully drawn out. But Rudd and Faye make it lovable nonetheless.
I'm going to recommend Temptation, solely based on how bad I heard it is.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Renegade Retirees and A Speedy Snail. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week.
Like the guy says, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.